Leaders of Florida's business community surrounded the governor for the ceremonial bill signing. Governor Rick Scott takes a small approach to government. Since becoming Florida's chief executive, he has worked to reduce government's role in the marketplace by cutting taxes and regulations. The thinking is, by reducing the cost of doing business and providing a predictable regulatory scheme, Florida will become a mecca for job creators. The governor says that is the goal behind the four bills he signed Wednesday.
Florida is clearly going to be the state that everybody else in the country has to compete with. We're going to be the state that we focus on reducing taxes, reducing regulation that we don't need, reducing, making it easier to get permits, reducing frivolous lawsuits. We're going to be number one in job creation.
The package includes $1 billion in tax cuts for businesses spread over 3 years. And by eliminating hundreds of state rules, it takes what the governor calls a big step forward in streamlining state regulations. While a Quinnipiac poll indicates about two-thirds of Floridians believe the state is still in a recession, Mark Wilson of the Florida Chamber of Commerce says Wednesday's bill signing should send a message across the state and nation that Florida is open for business.
So the whole goal of this jobs package is to send a message to small businesses, to job creators, that it's safe to get back in the water again. And so what we want to do is we want to lower the cost of doing business. We want to add stability and predictability to Florida's economy. And if you think about it, at a time when Washington is going the other direction, Florida has an opportunity to lead the nation, to show the nation how it's done. And that's what this jobs package is doing.
The past two legislative sessions, Democrats, especially in the House, have asked for proof that a recipe of tax and regulation cuts creates jobs. The governor concedes it is difficult to show a relationship. Bill Hurley is a spokesman for the National Federation of Independent Businesses. He lobbied for what amounts to a $50 per employee cut in the unemployment compensation tax. Hurley says for a specific business, that cut may seem insignificant, but when viewed in the context of Florida's entire economy, a different picture emerges.
But $400 million across the Florida economy that otherwise would just be going off into a trust fund, very much so. That's $400 million in entrepreneurs' hands that can create jobs. You look at it on the macro scale and it becomes significant. At any individual small business, it's not going to add up to much. But, you know, small business know that we're a small business economy. And you spread that benefit across all of them, and we're going to have job creation out of this.
In addition to the unemployment compensation tax reduction, Scott's job package includes a cut in the corporate income tax and a sales tax exemption for manufacturers. It also provides the governor with more authority to supervise regional workforce boards. Scott has questioned how some boards have spent money. For WFSU-FM, I'm James Call.